The Lion of St. Mark by G. A. Henty. This book is read by Geoffrey Howard. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. George Alfred Henty was born in Trumpington, England, on December 8, 1832. He studied at Cambridge, but left without his degree to volunteer for service in the Crimean War. After several failed attempts at careers, he decided in 1865 to become a writer, beginning as a correspondent for The Standard. He wrote his first boy's adventure, Out of the Pampas, in 1868, and its popularity spurred him to write some 80 more children's books. Drawing on his own experiences fighting in the Crimean War and as a foreign correspondent in Europe and Africa, Henty fashioned stories for children that combined realism and what he called a manly tone. His novels encompass an array of times and places, from the early days of Egypt to the mines of the California Gold Rush. He died in 1906, having left a legacy of 144 books and several short stories that have long enthralled adults and children alike. The Lion of St. Mark by G. A. Henty. Chapter 1. Venice. I suppose you never have such nights as these in that misty island of yours, Francisco? Yes, we have, the other said stoutly. I have seen just as bright nights on the Thames. I have stood down by Paul's Stairs and watched the reflection of the moon on the water, and the lights of the houses on the bridge, and the passing boats, just as we are doing now. But, he added honestly, I must confess that we do not have such still bright nights very often. While with you they are the rule.